Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The Reverend Daniel McMiller is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Romans chapter 10. For the scripture says, everyone who believes in him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. The same Lord is Lord of all, bestowing his riches on all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. But how are they to call on him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? And how are they to preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed what he has heard from us? So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. O Lord, have mercy on us. A reading from Luke chapter 24. Then Jesus said to them, these are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled. Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures and said to them, thus it is written, that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things, and behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you, but stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high. Then he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. When he blessed them, he parted from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and were continually in the temple blessing God. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
My first mentor on the mission field said to me, the first and most important duty you have is to take care spiritually, to not lose your faith. If you do, you'll be of very little use to anyone. Jesus came to his disciples in our lesson from Luke 24 when they were likely fearful of what was to come. He knew that in the days and years to come, they would be very much in danger of losing their faith. In spite of the miracles and the testimony of Jesus in the past to his death and resurrection, they had, in fact, some of those lost their faith. So Jesus came to them after the resurrection, before his ascension, and it says in our text, he opened their minds so that they could understand the scriptures. He told them, this is what is written, the Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. As Jesus was departing from his disciples, he ministered to them from the Word. He opened their minds so that they could understand the Scriptures and live from those Scriptures. Live with him, in him, from and through those Scriptures in the mission of the church, in the midst of tribulation and persecution, and with his visible absence. These few disciples facing a world steeped in sin would have been of very little use to Jesus had he not first cared for them as the shepherd of their souls, strengthening them in their knowledge of the Scriptures before commissioning them, sending them as his witnesses to the truth of those same Scriptures before a dying and rebellious world. And so it is for all of us, and especially for you missionaries. Take care spiritually to not lose your faith. Know the Scriptures, that you might be strengthened in your faith in Jesus as your Savior, being grounded in this good news of forgiveness that has been lavished upon you, to which the Holy Spirit has given testimony through the ages. You, like the disciples, will have moments of spiritual hardship and solitude. But as the devil and the worlds unknown to you swarm to defeat your ministry, Jesus' teaching remains. Open the Scriptures that your minds might be opened and your mouths also opened in testimony to his suffering, death, and resurrection for all. Our text then says, he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. And while he blessed them, he departed from them and was carried up into heaven. This blessing with those same nail-pierced hands that bear the marks of his redemptive love is yours today through Jesus' call issued through his church. The fact that he was taken up into heaven means that as ascended Lord, sitting at the right hand of the Father in glory, he is able as Lord of the universe and Lord of the church to be present with his church at all times and in all places. Remember what Jesus promised. Surely I'm with you always, even unto the end of the age. And where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. You receive this blessing in your baptism. It has been nurtured in the Word, and our Lord gives us himself in his very body and blood, given and shed for you, for the forgiveness of sins, to strengthen you in the same faith. Jesus is no longer limited to a few miles in Palestine or to a select few disciples. He is present with his disciples wherever his gospel is preached and his sacraments are administered according to his will and testament. Our text says that the disciples were filled with great joy as they returned to Jerusalem. All of us here, your family and the entire church that is sending and will be supporting you, want you to be filled with great joy in your ministry. Great joy. And yes, it will be filled with challenges. The devil and the world will be against you. But if these disciples could be filled with joy, so also should we and you, though you are headed off to challenges unknown. First, you are filled with joy because you know who this Jesus is in his great love for you, taught to you in his word. Furthermore, because Jesus has promised, I will never fail you or forsake you. Before Moses was called to leave this earth, he said to the Israelites before they entered into Palestine, it is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. That is our promise here today also, as we are called and sent by Christ through his church. You are not likely to be part of a very big church on your future mission field. You will have opposition, loneliness, conflict, and perhaps persecution. You will be guilt-laden with sin. That group of disciples returning to Jerusalem was not a large group either. They suffered attacks from within the external church and persecution from without. They too were far from perfect and regularly in need of repentance and absolution, nurturing by the church through the word and sacrament. But the Lord sent them knowing that. And he sent them giving his loving, merciful promise of his continued forgiving presence through the word and sacrament. He wanted them filled with that joy they experienced that day, walking away from the Mount of Ascension. And Jesus wants you filled with that joy, walking away from family, friends, and the sending church that will continue to support you and pray for you. The presence of Christ in His Word, in His means of grace, opening your minds and opening your mouths is your joy, which will keep you in the faith and useful and much more, even precious and cherished, treasured and loved, and considered, yes, beautiful by those you are being sent to serve. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
We ask our missionaries to stand. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, you have been called to and received a solemn appointment to serve as missionaries of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Hear what Holy Scripture has to say about those who serve in the church from Romans chapter 12. For by the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. For as in one body we have many members, and the members do not all have the same function, so we, though many, are one body in Christ, and individually members of one of another. Having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us use them. If prophecy in proportion to our faith, if service in our serving, the one who teaches in his teaching, the one who exhorts in his exhortation, the one who contributes in generosity, the one who leads with zeal, the one who does acts of mercy with cheerfulness. And from St. Matthew chapter 9. And Jesus went throughout all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every disease and every affliction. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." Let us pray. Almighty and merciful God, our Heavenly Father, guide and bless your servants sent forth to be witnesses. Graciously look with favor upon them for the sake of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Grant them confidence and great boldness. Uphold and sustain them in hardship, and grant them faithfulness in all their labors, so that through the speaking of your word, the nations may come to worship before your throne in spirit and in truth, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Justin and Jordan Logston, Latin America, Madrid. Barb Rebentish, Asia. Melly Haynes, Eurasia.
Go in the name of the Lord, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. The Almighty and most merciful God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve you. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel today. Today we pray for Stephanie Wilde, who is in orientation this week in preparation for missionary service. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.